And now it's time to answer your correspondence.
The lady, the posh lady from Radio 4, reads out your correspondence every day. Send us a text, 81199, or email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's the first one of your emails of the day. So much love for the Radio 4 posh lady. When I go through my emails in the morning, it always says, "Hi Scott and team, and Radio 4 lady." They absolutely love her. Here she is again.
Dear Scott, I'd like to hear the posh lady sing the lyrics from Flo Rida's new song. Yo, hot damn, this is my jam. Keep me partying till the AM. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air, 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 air. From Alicia XX.
That was brilliant.
She's wasted on Radio 4, isn't she?
She really is. I'd quite like to hear that again. Give me a second. You're listening to Radio 1. Right, here it is, in the air.
Yo, hot damn, this is my jam. Keep me partying till the AM. Y'all don't understand. Make me throw my hands in the air, 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 air.
She's so versatile, isn't she?
Good, isn't she?
There we are. You asked for it, you got it. Next.
Dear Scott, the lovely Radio 4 lady, Becky, Gobble Boy, and the one that doesn't speak. My name is Simon and I live in Southampton. Or do I? After all, by the time you read this, the world might have ended. I've been listening to your show for years, and I'm a huge fan of your work. Well, if you can call it work, I suppose. Tongue sticking out, winking smiley. I was just wondering whether any of the letters you read out are actually written by listeners, or do you just write them all yourselves to shamelessly pamper your egos? Could you please read this one out so I can know? Thanks, Simon. Love you, XX. P.S. Please feel free to insert a random plug for one of your appearances here. Winking smiley. Ruffle.
Okay, I will. No, I'm not going to do that now.
No, go on, please.
No, it's fine.
Why? Well, have you not got any coming up this week?
Yeah, I've got Edinburgh coming up.
Well, this weekend?
Anyway, so that was Simon. And yes, the letters are all real. This is genuine correspondence from our listeners, because we get sent a lot, and some people, you know, they never get replied to if you just send a Radio 1 DJ an email, which is why we do Dear Scott. So yes, they're all real, and that's proved it for you. Next.
Hey Scott and the team, with Christmas just around the corner, or to be precise, 105 days away, yes, I actually one finger counted on my calendar, we are needing to get hold of a celebrity to turn on our Christmas lights. Now, whilst we tried to get hold of the panda from PandaCam, his charisma is amazing, his agent said that unfortunately he has far more important things to do, like rolling around and stretching, and therefore you and the team were our second choice. Now here's the great news, it's in sunny Guernsey. Of course we have a budget available to make sure you are kept in the luxury lifestyle you are accustomed to and pay for your celebrity appearance. All we need to know initially is 1. Are you up for it? 2. Should we go through your agent? If so, can we have his details?
No.
And thirdly, just how much wine will we need to order in? Looking forward to hearing from you, or someone. Thanks, Jess.
Well, Jess, I've never been to Guernsey. I've been to Jersey. But if it's anything like Jersey, then I'm up for it, because it's Channel Islands are nice, I think.
Okay.
Are you up for it?
The wine swung it for me.
You up for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a pencil in your diary. Don't go for my agent. It's fine.
No, because he'll take 10%.
We can work something out, Jess. So, you know what I'm saying?
Then that saves you a bit of money.
But yes.
And then probably, I would imagine, Jess, 2 days beforehand, he'll change his mind and won't be able to do it.
No, I won't. Not if it's a pen in my diary.
You've been known to change even properly inked, engraved
Hello.
Dates in your diary.
Hello?
What?
What about you?
When have I ever... Oh, anyhow.
Let's not get into that. No.
Next one.
Next.
Hi, Scott. Is the one that doesn't speak real, or have you made him up to fool the tax man? Peter from Runcorn.
Yeah, he's real and he's sat here right now. Hello. There you are. So he put his hand up and everything.
How would that fool the taxman?
I've got no idea what that means.
I think only if you employed him.
Oh, I see. Right, no. I don't employ him.
Do you put the one that doesn't speak down as an employee on your tax return?
No, I don't. Don't be saying that. People from the tax office listen. I'll be investigated. Again.
And we can't reveal the one that doesn't speak his identity because he's on benefits.
Yeah. Quite a lot of them as well.
I know, yeah.
Probably claiming more than he should, I would think. Next.
In her photo with Katy Perry, Becky bears a striking resemblance to Matt Lucas from Little Britain. Or is it just me? David.
She doesn't look like Matt Lucas in the photo.
Chappers seems to think I did. And yesterday when I phoned my best friend, she said, Becky, never, you never have before, but in that photo you definitely, definitely do.
So you look like Matt Lucas?
In that photo, apparently, yeah. Chappers seems to think so.
No, I don't. No, I don't at all.
Are you looking at it now?
I'm not mean to you.
I didn't say it, did I?
Are you looking at the photo now?
I am looking at the photo.
Does she look like Matt Lucas?
I know I've got thin hair.
Matt Lucas in a wig.
Right. Or is it Matt Lucas and one of his characters in Little Britain?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it the baby from
I'm a Lady?
Shooting
Star? That one.
No!
Nice. I'm a lady, I do lady things. That one. That's the one you mean, with a moustache. No, I don't.
Oh,
Scott.
No. Do you know, on the subject... You know, on the subject of these photos, by the way?
Yeah.
You know how the online team send out stats about the chart of what's the most viewed pages on Radio 1?
Yeah.
On these, like, the top 20 is dominated by Katy Perry.
Yeah, it really
every
is.
Single one. But Becky's photo with Katy Perry is at number 8, I think.
In the most viewed pics.
The one that doesn't speak's photo of Katy Perry is number 9. My photo of Katy Perry is number 11. And your photo of Katy Perry is 21.
All right. Oh, well.
I'm just trying to make Becky feel better.
Oh, OK. It's not a competition.
I know.
Next.
Dear Scott, do you think Cliff Richard should go to number 1? Or do you hate his music? Laura.
I'd be very pleased if Cliff went to number 1 because I know, having spoken to him the other night, that he does want to have a number 1 in every one of the decades that he's been alive or something. So yes, I would like to see him go to number 1, even though I think his song is a bit bobbins. There's your answer.
He didn't say that on the lottery.
No, I said it was a fantastic performance.
Yeah.
What would you do if Sir Cliff was stood right next to you?
Move away slightly.
Next.
Hey, Scott. Where is Chris? And when is he back? By the way, I'm not saying you're rubbish or anything. Don't take the wrong end of the boot. Remember, a nod is as good as a wink to a blind badger. Katie, XX.
No idea what you're about. He's back on Monday at 6:30, but he's not going to be here. He's going to be somewhere in the world. Where could he be? Monday morning, 6:30, find out.
You lied to Sir Cliff.
I didn't lie
you
to did. Sir
you
Cliff.
You told him it was a great performance.
I didn't. It was... I enjoyed the performance.
Imagine.
I did enjoy it. The dancing was amazing.
Good performance of a rubbish song, is that what you're saying?
I mean, the song could have been better, I think, but the performance I enjoyed. I enjoyed the twirling around. And the dad dancing, I liked it. Imagine yourself.